Just to address something that I said, actually, about Snowden yesterday in relation to that Snowden story, and Glenn Greenwald, the Guardian journalist who broke the Snowden story, I put my foot in my mouth, and I'm sorry about this, when I veered into hyperbole and suggested that he almost be arrested. That was the quote, and I have to say it didn't come out right, and I misspoke. I'm sorry I said it that way, and I'm sorry I said it. I didn't realize, actually, the way I said it until later when I saw the clip. Just a little context, because I know there was some media around this. I was trying, as we did in another segment, to raise a question, not about the legality of publishing the leaked information about the NSA, but about the implications if a journalist aided someone like Snowden in trying to evade authorities on the run and what that would all mean. And I overstepped with my language. Let me be clear, just a couple things here. I believe, of course, in the First Amendment and transparency, and of course, investigative journalism, like the reports about the NSA programs. And I think there are fair and important questions to be asked about the government and our privacy on this ongoing story. But I also think there are fair questions to be asked about Snowden himself and the role of the media. But on my comment about Greenwald, I regret it. You know, we do live TV for 3 hours every single day, and sometimes we make a mistake, say things we don't mean, and we hope that when we do, we acknowledge it and correct it, and I wanted to do that here on this program.